Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, final hour for us. It's Puck and the Go-To Guy with you here on a Not For Me Monday. A headline's brought to you by Buddies, Goodies, and Glass. They always tell you it's 420 there at Buddies, Jim. Always. The Houston Astros. Yeah, they just got better today. Jesus. They have inked a first baseman, Jose Abreu, who might play until he's 90. 3-year deal. He's 36 years old. Won the MVP back in 2020. Second in Major League Baseball with 863 RBI since his first season in the majors back in 2014. He hit 304 slash line, 304, 378, 446 this year with the White Sox. Okay. That's great. So now he joins Alvarez, Altuve, Tucker, Bregman, Jeremy Pena. So Gurriel's done, right? He's not said that he's done in terms of he wants to retire, but.
Yeah, they just reload, don't they?
They certainly do. So come on, let's go. Are we going to sign anyone?
What are the meetings this week? Did you say there were some baseball meetings this week?
GM winter meetings? Well, I don't know, the winter of the GM meetings. Can we sign somebody? Anybody?
Yeah, Jerry's got some things in the hopper.
Yeah, what has he got in the hopper? Tell me what he's got.
No idea.
Give me something.
No idea.
Please. Come on, Jerry.
Ask Divish.
Divish, he's got like MIA now. You know, once he gets into that, you know, off-season mode, he's done.
Yeah, I think he's in Montana with his girlfriend from reports are telling me anyway.
Is that what reports? Is that what they're telling you?
Yeah, from a reliable source.
Seahawks lose yesterday to the Raiders with Josh Jacobs. Just keep running. 576 total yards. Jacobs, 229 yards there on the ground. 300 yards combined coming out of the backfield.
How about Derek Carr, too?
Yeah.
I mean, I've always kind of liked him.
Yeah, me too.
But it seems like we're in the minority there. I mean, a lot of people, I don't know. Isn't he where is he? He's not top 10 quarterback, top 15 maybe?
Like right now?
10 or 12?
Definitely put him in that 15.
And yeah.
Now I got to think about 10. But
I mean, you can win with that guy.
Yeah, of course he can.
Yeah, the playoffs last year.
Remember, there was rumors that they would trade him to Vegas.
Yeah.
Wilson, and they would get Carr in return.
And then every time. Or Carr.
Oh, I don't know. I thought Geno was fine yesterday.
No, I'm saying who would you take, though?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm sticking with Geno.
I'd probably take Carr over Geno.
I was thinking I'd probably take Carr, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And then every time you watch a game, my wife is always like, is he wearing makeup? I mean,
he does. He wears mascara. He wears mascara. He's got eyeliner on.
He's never admitted to that.
Well, he should because he's wearing
it. Are you sure? I mean,
it looks like it. But it looks like he is. Yeah. It looks like he's wearing it, for sure.
So is he good-looking like Jimmy Garoppolo? I mean, I know he's not Jimmy Garoppolo good-looking, but is he one of the better-looking quarterbacks in the NFL, do you think?
Love to see it.
Yeah, I think he is. Jim, if I'm going to rank my top 10 best-looking NFL quarterbacks, I'm going to go Garoppolo 1.
Whoever's number 2 is way behind, right?
2 is a big drop.
Is it Brady?
I know this is going to sound crazy.
Great. Go, give it to me.
Give me Deshaun Watson.
Oh, well.
I know, see?
I don't know.
We're talking to Handsome, though, right? I know he has other crap going on, but that's not.
Mr. Hansy's back this week. Mr. Hansy's back.
Love to see it.
Yeah, Mr. Hansy's back in Houston.
Love to see it.
Jeez. Do the massage therapists in Houston get excited he's back this week or like, I don't know.
What's the over-under on shots of Jim Irsay from the owner's suite tonight? And will he have a cocktail?
Love to see it.
Will he have a cocktail in his hand?
He won't have a cocktail.
But, 6.5.
There's Joe Buxton back there. There's Troy, there's Jim Irsay. Again, he keeps getting up to go to the bathroom and coming back. Not sure why that is. Lisa Salter's down the sideline. Lisa, I'm told, Joe, he has a spastic colon causing him to use the restroom seems to be like every 15, 20 minutes. And Troy's over there. I played with Michael Irvin. He doesn't have a spastic colon.
They're only given 2.5 tonight.
Love to see it.
I mean, come on. They're only given 2.5, and the Steelers are like 3-8 or something.
Let's go. Deshaun Watson back. He'll face the Texans.
Hey, I was just saying he's handsome. What
hey, that's fine.
Away.
Hey, you don't care. Doesn't matter. Watson's right up there. Yeah. Hey, Geno's
just
right
had
up
that
there.
Other crap going on, though.
Just, you know, that other little stuff, you know, where he violated like 70 women. Still just handsome. That a little. Yeah, he just has this little thing that's going
just,
on.
Just a little just bug. Other crap.
How many Houston Texans fans are dressing up as massage therapists this week? Like, do they bring in their own, like, the massage therapist table?
Oh. They're not getting into the game with that.
Gotta take the Texans in the points this week, don't you?
What is it? 7-9?
A 1-9-1 team, and yeah, take the Texans in the points.
He hasn't played in 2 years.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football time. We mentioned that Steelers in Ursay's Colts, 5:15, 93.3. KJR FM, the puppies are back in action on the hoops floor, taking on the Fighting Grosbies. Seattle U, 7 o'clock, 9:50 a.m.
Yeah, and for people my age, way back when, believe it or not, that was one of the greatest games in the city going on. When Seattle U played Washington, it was really fun. Hopefully Seattle U can restore a little liveliness to that rivalry.
Okay. What's the deal? Have they not beat them recently, or what's the deal?
I think they've beaten them, but yeah, it's pretty one-sided, though, these days.
Some of the issues that are coming out of college football. Looks like Wisconsin's going to hire Luke Fickell. Did you see? I just saw this, that Michigan and Jim Harbaugh says he was okay with it. Did you see? I didn't see where the Wolverines had planted the flag on the 50.
Oh, I heard about
Columbus.
That. So yeah. Harbaugh was okay with it.
He's okay with it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the reaction it should be.
Exactly.
You're damn right we're good with
everybody
it.
Everybody oversensitive.
And if I was Pullman, I'd be embarrassed if we had people around it at the 50-yard.
That was wild.
Let him plant a stupid flag.
That was
good God.
That was lame.
Come on, you dorks.
I really wanted to see someone just do it anyway.
Yeah,
just
do it anyway.
Through those guys. What are they going to do?
What's Beth going to do?
And
Marjorie. And Lewis, whoever they had there guarding it. I mean, these people, they're going to... You tell me one of those Husky football players ran them over? Yeah. What are they going to do?
Yeah. Did you say... You said Beth? Is that what you said?
Beth...
Did you see her last night?
Let me just ask you, if you were in jail and you were a police officer and Beth Dutton got in and she was wearing that, would you say to yourself, maybe, guys, we shouldn't release her quite yet?
Yeah, I think so.
Love to see it.
Good episode last night.
Great episode.
Yeah, there was a lot of action.
No, I'm not gonna spoil it for
everyone.
A lot
of action. So good.
I told you about you don't watch it.
Damn it.
I told you about the brunette version of her.
Oh,
she might be even better.
Oh, and when they get into a cat fight, that's gonna be an all timer.
I'm hoping that I'd like to see them both find themselves in a romantic relationship, but that's probably just asking for too much.
Yeah. Not on that show. I mean, you might get it. You might get it.
Huskies are up. Where are they up to in the latest poll? Number 9. Michael Penix had a press conference today. They're starting their Heisman campaign. The season's over. Money should have started a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, A for effort of at least getting it started. I'm not sure why you're doing it now once the season's over, but.
Yeah.
Seems kind of dumb.
I'm not criticizing Jeff Bechtold for anything, though.
I will.
I love
I'm
Jeff.
I'm going to criticize Bechtold. It's not Bechtold's call.
What, it's not?
It's the SID.
Well, okay, then go ahead and criticize Jen Cohen if you want.
No, they should have done it after the Oregon game.
If you could throw in an impression while you're at it, that would help, too. You know,
he should have been top 4 all season. they should have done it after the Oregon game. That's because that's when the most of the country saw him play the Oregon game. And Oregon was top 10. That's when they should have done it. The Monday should have been the press conference saying, hey, he's now should be up for all these awards. We just got a big win on the road.
Yeah.
Not after the Apple Cup when no one from the East Coast saw the game.
See, the problem is they don't have anyone over there that went to the Murrow School of Communication like we did. And if they did, they would have known to do that.
They sure would.
And he probably would have the Heisman Trophy.
Okay, you're right. I'm blaming Jeff Bechtold, Sports Information Director. Way to go, Bechtold.
I'm not blaming him.
Way to go, Sid.
No.
Jesus.
No. How impressive was Penix, though? I mean, seriously.
Hey.
In the Oregon game and then against us, I mean, that guy.
I thought we were done talking about that.
I'm patting myself on the back. I told you.
I thought you were going to say, hey, he was impressive. No?
No.
Oh.
Week one, he's the best guy in this conference at quarterback.
Yeah, you called it pretty early.
Just the best guy.
Yeah.
I'll just go back to that whole debate. You just tell me Caleb Williams' signature win and his signature play. He doesn't have one.
He's been consistently top-notch, though.
I'm not saying he's not a good quarterback. I mean, my God, he is. When he comes out next year, he'd probably be the number one pick. He'll probably have a better NFL career. I'm just saying this year, based on he comes in here as a transfer of Penix, but majority of the team is the same.
Mm-hmm.
That finished whatever, the four wins or whatever it was last year. He revitalizes them, gets them back now on the cusp of, well, a chance to at least play for the title, which they did not. Only themselves to blame because of the Arizona State stuff. Caleb Williams came in with a complete transfer portal of players. Every good player on their offense is a transfer. Every one of them. So, I mean, if they flip-flopped and you put Penix on USC, then he would be getting the Heisman love. It's because he plays for USC.
Right.
They just want to promote that player, and that's the only one that, you know, what did they, Notre Dame kicked off at 4:30?
Mm-hmm.
So 7:30 for the East Coast, so they got to see that. He had that great scramble run that he made. He had a couple great ones where he did. I just will base it on all the games that I've watched him play this year. And in the two games in which he went up against the secondary, at least at that time, the two secondaries that were rated the best, he struggled. Michael Penix went up against them. Now you factor in the weather here that was awful, and he still had good numbers against Oregon State. He obliterated us in the Apple Cup. I don't know. I'm going to use the eye test more than anything.
No, I think statistically, if you put the numbers together, Penix would hold up well.
Well, he's not blowing him away. He's got more total yards.
Yeah.
Penix has got more total yards than him.
Yeah.
He's just got, and he's got three less, or what is it? He's got five less touchdowns, and Penix has got four more interceptions.
Yeah. And how surprising is it, really? I mean, because when you looked at his numbers at Indiana, and he had an injury history, too, and so, you know, good for him for staying healthy all year, and I mean, what do? You just have to tip your crimson a great cap to him, don't you?
No, I don't have to do
anything. Well, yeah, you do. You have it on right now, though. You could tip it.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm going to tip anything. I'm going to wear it with pride. And I'm going to start my campaign for John Mateer, starting quarterback, 2023.
Could be. Nah, we're going. We'll have another year, Cam Ward, though. He'll be better next year. Okay. You'll like him next year.
Okay.
Yeah. You're not so sure about that.
I'm not. I'll wrap it up. They got a bowl game to play. I thought it was a massively disappointing season for him.
Can you say massively?
Well, I can say anything I want.
No, I know you can, but I just don't see massively. If you want to say disappointing, okay, but massively?
Yeah.
We made it to a bowl game. He made a jump from Division III.
They made it to a bowl game based in large part because of a defense.
Yeah.
He didn't have any wow throws this year.
Man, I just disagree with you on that. I mean, I know that he wasn't. I mean, scale of 1 to 10, what do you give him? I mean, are you talking like a 4 or 5 for him?
Scale to 1 to 10, what do I give him? I give 5.5 or 6. 5.5 or 6.
Okay, well, a 6 shouldn't be massively disappointing then.
I thought there was so much hype about him from people that were watching him saying how he was going to be this year, and I just thought I thought for the most part it was disappointing to watch.
Okay, well, if you go to 6, I'd go to 7 or 8.
Yeah.
But
I thought he misses guys open. You go back and watch all the great plays he's had this year. He's never really hit anyone in stride on anything. Every ball is behind the receiver or out in front, thrown in the dirt. How many shot plays did they have this year? Did we have a touchdown over 40 yards where he threw the ball in 40 yards in the air?
Well, one that came close that covered the spread against Oregon.
That one, yeah. That actually was a big one.
A jump ball.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, massively, whatever. I just disappointed in him this year. I was expecting more.
Fair enough.
Out of that position, that is very favorable to the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like taking Utah on 3 in the championship game, your opinion is wrong on Cam Ward, too. But
you are going to be wrong on that one.
I don't like Utah in that game. Mm-mm. Not the way SC's playing.
And Kyle Whittingham going to shove it down their throat. It would just be like this conference to get knocked out of it.
It would be, but the way USC's playing.
But they haven't dominated anyone.
Yeah, I just want to see it. I want to see SC there.
Why are you pro USC when they said we don't want to be in the conference anymore?
I don't know. I can't explain it. I just would like to see a Pac-12 team in it and just to see how they measure up. And I don't care. I'm not happy about SC going to the Big Ten, but go ahead and let them go. Maybe UCLA will come back. And I think in the meantime, it'd be fun to see. Like, wouldn't it be kind of cool if the Pac-12? Everybody's always bad mouthing the Pac-12, like a sissy football. You guys are finesse. You guys are soft. And then if SC went in there and took it to them and won the whole thing, wouldn't that be kind of cool?
Now, I will agree with the point about how Pac-12 football has been perceived this year. And if you put them up against, now, again, the only thing we have the cross one is the Oregon-Georgia game in the beginning of the year, but that's Georgia. But in terms of the other opponents out there that are not named Georgia, no, I think they could play with a lot of these teams.
You think Georgia would flatten USC? I mean, it seems like Georgia was playing a little better earlier in the year than now.
I don't know. I just don't think, Georgia defensively seeing an offense like that can move the ball. I just don't think USC could not stop them on offense. They would run down their throat all game long. And they're bigger. Look at SC's D line. They look like a bunch of linebackers.
Yeah.
They'd get murdered up front.
Yeah, probably. But I would just like to see it.
Okay. Yeah. So what are you? So right now, let's see. It's 1-4. What would it be if it held? Let's see. Georgia would play USC, and then Michigan would play TCU. If it ended today.
See, don't you think TCU's the team that's not really going to
that good? They win a lot of close games. They're physical. They win. I mean, they always pull the game out. So, I mean, if they win this week, they're in. They beat Kansas State. They're going. They'll be one. They're not going to leave out an undefeated conference champion.
No. Sonny Dykes.
Rallying
from his days at Cal.
That's right. Are we concerned about the Seahawks where they're at right now? Everyone seems to kind of be pushing the panic button. 2-game little losing streak, and everyone's not falling apart. And I don't know how anyone honestly could lay any blame on the offense yesterday. Well, I just don't get it.
Was that happening?
Yeah. People are really debating whether or not I think the offense deserves blame too.
They scored 34 points.
they dropped 34 on them.
That would win most NFL games.
But the Hawks defense is starting to creep its old ugly head again. The updated stats of your Seahawks defense. 30th in total yards given up.
Wait a minute. For the whole season?
For the whole season. They are 30th in the NFL. Now people are going to say, that yards don't matter. All right, well, they're 28th in points given up. And they are 29th against the run. So this is not enough. People need to stop. If anyone wants to suggest today that yesterday's game was an offensive problem. I know they've had their struggles running the ball. It's been 2 weeks. Can we, there's been this, it's happened 2 weeks, so now everyone wants to say, oh, my God, they can't run the ball anymore. It's been 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the prior games to that, besides the Vegas and Tampa Bay game and their victory against Arizona down in the desert, they ended up running for 158 yards, and Walker had 109. So this isn't like a trend, all of a sudden, oh, my God, they can't run. It's been two opponents that they just haven't been able to get it done with. I'm not sure what happened. I agree with kind of Dugar's point that sometimes Kenneth Walker will want to make the big play, not go right away. Mm-hmm. That was highlighted in the overtime. You know, after they got the Lockett play, the great catch on the sideline, I think it was second down and 5. I wrote it down. It was at the 45-yard line of Seattle. He gets the handoff. If you go back and watch it, he gets stuffed for 1 yard, or actually no gain.
Mm-hmm.
If he bounces it to the right, hell, he may still be running. He just didn't see it.
Yeah.
And he got stuck, and he tried to go probably where the block wasn't. Maybe he was scared off kind of where the lineman was, the defensive lineman. But if he bounces it right, he's gone.
Yeah.
At least he's picking up 10 yards.
Nah, it's just, I saw the guys at Field Goals. They tweeted something out about missing Rashad Penny, and I hadn't really thought about too much about that. But, yeah, if you had that 1-2 punch going with Penny and Walker now.
That's why I thought it was adamant they needed to find somebody at the deadline. A real backup running back.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't address it. They wanted to roll with Homer and Dallas, and you're relying too much on a rookie to shoulder all of it. Maybe he's wearing down a little bit, but I don't know if I'm willing to freak out yet because it's been just 2 games. One, Tampa Bay is great against the run. I don't know what the Raiders were coming into it. Maybe they weren't, but I'll chalk it up to maybe just a bad game for them.
Okay, but now you're going against Aaron Donald, and we'll see, though. But Michael Sean was making a good point, too, about the run defense for the Seahawks, that we'll probably see improvement this week as the Rams are no great shakes running the ball.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, they just ran into a buzzsaw in the last 2 weeks. They ran into a buzzsaw there against Jacobs, but this was not an offensive problem. There should be no breath wasted on the offense today from anyone. It's a defense that gave up 576 yards and 300 yards to one guy.
Third most given up in franchise history.
I mean, there's no excuse for it.
No.
And again, those stats don't lie. 30th in total defense, 28th in points, 29th against the run.
Mm-hmm. But still 6-5.
Yeah, still 6-5. Come on, Clint, fix it up. All right. Not for me. Monday will continue to Lale Resort Casino, DraftKings Sportsbook. It's Puck and the Go-To Guy here at 93.3 KJR-FM.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Deli Line has got apparently a listener that is very acute to what's going to be happening on the show today. I like Jim's attitude about the dogs, but Furness, that piss and vinegar is coming through. At least they're doing it. What if they didn't do it at all ever? But Penix is the best QB nationally, and he isn't playing with a single five-star recruit. Please fill your glass up a little higher so it's slightly above half full. So does he think I'm Furness?
No idea. when the Cougs lose, how does Ian take it when we lose to the Huskies?
I don't know. My guy, he'll dodge it for the Seahawks game. He'll do a lot of Seahawks.
Will he? Okay.
A lot of
Seahawks. Yeah.
Okay. I not said that he's the best quarterback all year.
You have said that many, many times.
Yeah. Okay.
But we were just talking. Do you think he would?
He said
right now my plan is to play in the bowl game. That's what he said today, Michael Penix.
Yeah, he was not definitive about it.
Yeah, I would think that he would play in the Rose Bowl, play in the Cotton Bowl, but if it's the Alamo Bowl or Holiday Bowl, he might have second thoughts about it. But why not just get, you know, Lloyd's of London, call them. You got a great offensive line protecting you. You're on a national stage. You might increase and enhance your draft prospects by playing as opposed to sitting out. I always thought a lot of Matt Corral when he played, but... Then again, Matt Corral's...
He got hurt. Pickett sat out of that game, right? Was that the Sugar Bowl?
Yeah, and I remember I bet on Pitt in that game, too. And then when I saw that he wasn't out there, I didn't do enough research.
And you saw it last year, how many Ohio State, you know, those two wide receivers sat out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not the quarterback. I always think, you know, the quarterback is kind of always the difference maker, right? You just don't see a lot of quarterbacks sit out.
How would you feel if you were his teammate? Like, let's say Penix sits out. I mean, would there be a part of you that would be God, Mike, you know, I understand it. You know, I don't blame you. Yeah. But would there be another part of you like going, come on, man, one more game?
Well, you would say everything you would say publicly would be right. Say whatever's the best decision for him. Privately, yeah, I would think that there would be some that would be bothered.
Are we going to reach a point
especially the 4 and 5 year guys that have been there forever, they would be like, you've been here for 3 months and you can't play. Yeah. I don't think he'll do it. I think he'll play in the bowl game. I don't think he's going to bail out of the bowl game. To what I have seen of him and how he's carried himself, I would be stunned.
Yeah, well,
I wasn't going to play.
Yeah, and DeBoer made some comments today about how he wouldn't be surprised if he comes back for another year because he really likes playing college football. So maybe he'll be like Jake Locker that way.
The thing with Locker, though,
you remember that? Locker would have been the number one overall if he had come out. But he still wanted to come back and play at Washington one more year. And then I think he was number 8 to Tennessee.
I think if you were advising him, you would say for him to come out. Based on his injury history.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking a shoulder, two knees, and I think I'm missing a third, there's a fourth one. I would probably tell him, hey, let's get the evaluators. What do they say about you? I would assume he would not get past the second round.
Oh.
Okay, so I think at that point, I think for Michael Penix, you would say, I think that the story is totally different. He doesn't have the injury history. I would say, go to the NFL.
Yeah.
Get your money. Play for a good, you know, he gets taken the second round. He's going to get most likely taken by a decent team. He doesn't have to start right away.
Just out of all the things about him, and I haven't really watched him that closely all year, but just what I've seen in snapshots here and there, I mean, the thing I like the most is his accuracy. I mean, Jesus, that's just unbelievable.
Just accurate.
Hitting guys in stride, and the ball's just like right there.
Hey, I love him, man. I tell you, if they want to spend, what did I say the Seahawks have, the 35th? If he lasted the 35.
No way.
I would take him. If he was sitting there at 35.
I just can't imagine him being
jump
there.
At it.
Yeah. Can't imagine him being there at 35, but maybe. Do you think we're going to reach a point, though, too, where we talk about kids missing bowl games? We see that all the time now. Do you think we'll reach a point where so-and-so is going to miss the Apple Cup or the Civil War or the big game and then, you know, maybe even take it back further into November after? I mean, will kids be quitting after 7 or 8 games, 9 games? We're probably going to reach that point, don't you think?
Well, maybe the NIL stuff kind of changes it. I don't know.
Oh, that's true.
I think the money, I think the NIL will change it. And maybe that they will try it and convince, you know, could the NIL for Washington convince him to stay by paying him more money than he would get on a rookie contract? Someone look up, what is a rookie contract for a second round pick in the NFL?
Hmm.
Look that up. And if
well, they, it's not, I don't think it's a million.
If the NIL could come up with something better for him, I think he said in his press conference today, though, that he wouldn't. The NIL wouldn't factor into his decision.
Hmm.
Okay. If an NIL pays you more money than the NFL, the prospects of being a second-round pick, I think you would jump at it. But,
Again,
it's the injury situation with him. I don't know. Maybe he's having fun playing here. I think he said after the game that he's had more fun playing this year. He felt like he's playing like a kid again. So maybe he wants to come back for one more year.
Good. And if you're a UW booster, you want to see him come back for another year. And so you're probably more apt to ante up and hopefully, you know, entice him to stay.
According to Over the Cap, the salaries for the second round draft picks range from $1.5 million.
Oh.
Third round pick salaries range from about $899,000.
So $1.5 for a second rounder?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Well, Pony, if you're the Montlake Futures, Pony up $2 million.
Yeah. You think somebody's texting Ron Crockett right now?
Well, you can't have Ron Crockett do it himself.
Yeah, I think he could.
I mean, I
think he'd be willing to do it.
I would think that school would have boosters enough to pony up $2 million in order to keep him.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to do that. Did you see the ASU booster who sat up during the Kenny Dillingham interview or the press conference? That's the other thing. That Oregon thing is going to crumble. The guy's only been there. Hasn't even been there for a year. And he's already taken off a new job.
He's 32.
And the best thing about Oregon wasn't their defense. The defense was terrible. And Lanning's a defensive coach. Best thing was their offense. And now they just lost their coordinator, who's going to ASU. One of the guys stepped up. One of the boosters stepped up and said, "I'm pledging $1 million right now to the Sun Devil Collective." I love it. Don't you love it?
I don't love all that stuff.
Terrible. I mean, all of it.
I mean, the whole, you know, the boosters having more of an influence than they ever have, you know, behind closed doors in the past. I don't like it.
So the decision, if he gets a second round grade, whoever is advising him should come out. Whether or not he'll play in the bowl game, even though he kind of left the door open, he certainly didn't give an affirmative answer on either way, if he would play or not. I just think he would play.
I hope he does.
Well, especially if you're going to play in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, but the thing is, Puck, like you and I look at it, and a lot of people, you know, the Rose Bowl tradition and all that, and we love it on New Year's Day and all that. But a kid growing up that was born in whenever he was born, when was he born, like 2000 or something? Like,
it doesn't mean much to him, is what you're saying.
No.
If he gets past the Rose Bowl, then it's the Alamo Bowl and Holiday Bowl. Maybe I could see him. But he means a lot to that team, and they speak so glowingly about him. I don't know. I'm
with you. I think he strikes me as being the kind of kid that will play in it.
Yeah. I mean, if it was a really terrible game, you know, like the Sun Bowl, which should be outlawed of all bowl games.
Yeah. Well, if he was playing behind our offensive line, then I'd say, well, go ahead and take the day off.
Sure, you don't have to. Don't play.
But your offensive line, I think you'll be okay.
No, I don't see it. The other story in college, there's a couple of some great college football stories that came out of this weekend. So David Shaw's out. First name being mentioned, Chris Peterson. I think Chris Peterson goes back and coaches college football.
Yeah, John Wilner suggested that on
he's
Twitter.
Not the only one. There's a lot of people that have thrown his name out there. Now, I have no idea. Doesn't seem like he wants to get back into college football. It looks like he's pretty content and happy just doing TV, collecting whatever he's collecting. But Stanford would be the right fit.
If he's going to come back at all, a place like Stanford would be.
You don't got to deal with boosters. They don't care enough. The fans really don't care enough.
And they're into academics down there, I think.
They're kind of smart. The NIL stuff, he could, first of all, some people said, well, he wouldn't do it because of the NIL. He advises the Montlake Futures on the NIL, so he doesn't hate it that much. I think he hates it using it to entice recruits to come. Mm-hmm. Once you come, and then we'll find you, you know, like they did for Penix, a Simply Seattle, come sign autographs. I think he's okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be the model he would do at Stanford. It'd bring them back to relevance real quick.
No, it made sense. But like you're saying, though, it seems like he's happy with what he's doing right now and doesn't miss coaching that much.
Well, I mean, just sit around on a TV and collect probably, what do you think he makes? You know, $1 million?
I guess. TV? Get a kick out of it. I do. He didn't like dealing with the media. And then there he is. There's Chris Peterson every single week.
I'm just saying that if
And the same with Urban Meyer. It bugs me seeing him on that studio show, too.
I think two things make sense. Peterson coaching Stanford. If the rumors are true that Meyer coaches Auburn, just great. And then I love the whole story with the Deion Sanders thing. CU apparently has offered the job, and Sanders said, yeah, he's confirmed it. They've offered him the job. But has not said whether or not he'll take it.
You know what would be fun is if he goes to Colorado and he rides Ralphie out before a game. He'd be the kind of guy that if you suggested that to him, hey, you want to ride a buffalo into your first game?
He'd get killed, man. Whatever, he got bucked off and trampled. Deion Sanders dead today, not coaching his first game at Colorado.
God, I love Ralphie. That tradition's
Who
awesome.
Who doesn't love Ralphie, all right? One of the greatest things that ever come around.
Plowing ahead.
Coming up next.
Ian Furness.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Coach, I'll just tell it like it is. A lot of lack of discipline, at least in the first half here.
Who made you the coach?
No one.
See, the good thing about being at the game, I didn't have to read all your angry texts. I don't think you even sent any angry texts during the Apple Cup.
I was angry. I was angry. Were you angry?
Huh? I wasn't angry, but I just felt felt like as the night went on that it was inevitable that we were going to lose.
I felt I didn't.
That's the way I felt.
Well, I
love to see it.
It's not. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. I had zero expectations going to that game.
Okay, so because, you didn't feel good about it.
No, but you know what? And in all seriousness, because I think that the kid is the best thrower of the football in the country. And I think our defense was a little fat and happy and not quite as good as maybe the numbers had said. And I just think Penix is that good. Now, I didn't think he would be that good.
Yeah.
Like where you could never get off the field good.
I did feel good about it. I felt good. I was telling the story in the beginning where the family that sits right next to me, it's the beautiful couple, our beautiful family from Tri-Cities. They have an older son that is all dialed into the football game.
Okay.
So I have to sit next to him. He and I have to sit next to him.
Beautiful.
So talk during the game.
Good.
And I said, hey, Royal, they're going to go deep very first play. Guarantee it. Yeah. And then they did. And then when we played it, Langford played, I'm like, this is a good sign.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is a great sign.
Until that very first play of the second half.
Well, then that one wasn't good. That wasn't good.
I've been a little frustrated all year with our defense in this sense. Like, and like at some point you've got to, you know, and I don't know, maybe you're trying to stop something underneath, but you got to have a little bit more safety help. You put guys on an island a lot. And I think that's asking a lot of, you know, I think we have some decent cornered. I you're asking a lot to put guys on an island with deep plays like
they
that.
They don't hold guys back there. They play a lot of guys 5 yards off the ball.
And, no, now, I mean, but there's then you could do that and, you know, you could Davante Adams somebody and bracket him and then watch a guy run for 800 yards. I don't know. I just Penix is sometimes are better.
Dickard said it. He nailed it after the game. He just said they were just one step.
Yeah.
One step ahead of us all game long.
We had for us to outscore them, the offense had to be perfect, and it wasn't. You know, I still don't know what to think of our guy at quarterback. I think, you know, next year will be interesting. You know, does he take that step? Like, right?
He's going to have to.
Because he just isn't good enough right now. Like, he just isn't. He doesn't make quick enough decisions. He's not accurate enough.
I think that's the thing that surprised me the most.
Yes.
Is how inaccurate he is with the ball. Because even on the plays that he makes.
Yes. Balls are behind guys.
Always behind him.
Yeah.
He only made one real great throw on Saturday. That was the one.
To Farrell?
To Farrell.
Yeah.
That was a great throw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that was it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, no, the Farrell one earlier, he throws it over him. And
he missed a lot of guys.
I'm telling you, there were guys.
Well, Farrell's little, though.
He is little. Sitting in that stand.
He's a little guy.
There were guys running open all over
I was wondering about
just
that.
All over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. If I was a sound mind, I would have texted you that, but you weren't going to look at it anyway. So
no, it's too cold. I
don't blame you, buddy. Hey, you know what? Good for you.
Yeah. Did you feel okay at halftime, though?
No.
I didn't either.
Because
we were down one.
But here's why. Because they had forced one punt. Now, he had the turnover, but it's a carbon copy of what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, okay, when were the Raiders stopped yesterday on interceptions? No other time in the game or a missed field goal, right? I mean, they never were stopped. And every bleeping third down for the Raiders yesterday, and it wasn't quite this way because Penix converted some long ones, but was third and two, third and one, third and three.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Geno Smith, third and 14. I did let out a little small outburst in the press box yesterday at Lumen Field. No cheering in the press box, right?
Yeah, what happened? Mm-hmm. What was it?
It wasn't the tunnel screen. That was egregious enough, Shane Waldron. Don't ever do that again on third and 14. You might as well just hand it off to Max Strong. I don't
remember. What was that one?
There was a tunnel screen on third and 14 or something. Just hand it off to Max Strong if you're going
to
do that.
Good play on third and one to Homer.
Yeah. No, listen, I'm all in on Homer's short yards. No, but he threw a screen. It was near side right below us to DK, I think it was.
Okay.
That was kind of behind the line of scrimmage, and it lost a yard. I just uttered the words, Michael Penix, complete to Robert Farrell.
Yeah.
Loss of three on the play. Yeah. I mean, that's what it was.
Hey, we didn't throw a lot of screens, though, actually.
No, and I saw some dipstick. I almost swore there. I saw some dipstick say something about, well, we shouldn't have taken the screen game out of our game in Pullman. Okay, whatever. Whatever. Hey, you know what? Seven wins. Go to a bowl game. Get eight. That's a decent season in transition.
Are we going to L.A.? The three of us. The Jimmy Kimmel Bowl. You think they'll put us on the show?
No.
Come on. December 17th.
L.A. would be a fun trip, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
They
so fine.
They played so fine.
Yeah, they sure do.
Yeah. Just take an armored car to get there. But outside of that, it's cool.
Okay.
I like armored cars.
Yeah, that's good.
Been a fan
for years. Honestly. I that's a great stadium.
Let's go.
Do they play middle of December? It's
December
an early 7th, one.
Saturday, 17th. I got I got two Christmas parties. Can't make it. But
Boise State.
Not gonna do it.
Or Fresno State. Either or.
Just beat the bleep out of both those teams. Put an all-star team together. Those two Mountain West schools will beat them up anyway.
All right, what do you got coming up today?
Hugh's going to join us, Hardcore Football, bottom of the hour at 1:30. We got Sando with his pick six call. Lots going on in the NFL. We'll do the, we started the season doing this, like a lot of 2012 comparisons with the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Today, this day, this exact date, in 2012 to 2022, it's remarkable how similar a position they're in. Not just in terms of record. But like in terms of what they have to do to take that next step and all compare and contrast. Yeah.
All right. Ian's coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Go fighting Ursace tonight against the Steelers. I can't play the soundbite. Dang it. As always, we'll see you tomorrow. We promise we'll be better.
No shirt, no shoes, no ties.
Anybody like to smoke some pot?
I was born to love you. I was born. To lick your face. I was born to rub you, but you were born to rub me first.
What do you need my address for? We'd like to send out a mailer.
Mother of mercy, I don't speak Japanese!
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.